My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 2nd of October 2009 and the time is now 10:18 a.m. Can I ask you your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, my name's Neil Studd. I'm 22 and I'm from Leytonstone in East London.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous about it, actually, but I've been looking forward to it and fingers crossed it's all going to go well.
Is there anything in particular that you're nervous about?
Well, things going wrong, I think falling off, you know, I hope people will see what I'm doing at the same level that I will, and yeah, just really falling off and things going wrong.
When you say you hope people will see the same level as you do, can you expand on that?
Yeah, nothing deep, but I hope that they'll see it as perhaps a little bit funny and appreciate the effort that's gone into it.
Have you put a lot of work into it?
Yes, there's been a lot of practicing for what I'm going to do and a lot of time and effort gone into making all my props.
Can you tell me how you're going to spend your time on the plinth?
Yeah, I'm going to be a living statue of Lord Nelson, so identical to the one on top of the column. So I'm going to be all made up in sort of a stone-coloured grey, and then every now and then I'm going to come to life and shout quotes that Nelson himself said. Most of them are to do with obscenities about the French, so it should be a crowd pleaser.
Where did you get the idea for doing this? Or did you have lots of other ideas before you settled on this one?
I did, actually. Before I applied, I had loads of ideas, but then I got a place and I couldn't remember any of them. And the ones I could remember suddenly weren't quite so good. So it took a lot of thinking and asking around, and I finally came up with this one. It sort of came from the blue and slowly came together.
And how have you gone about finding your props and your costume?
Well, cheaply, because I am a student, so my coat is made out of my lab coat, and there's sort of some old bits and pieces that I picked up from markets, and quite a lot of it's made out of cardboard. So it's a little bit delicate, which is why I'm quite afraid that things might break and go wrong.
How long would you say it's taken you to make this?
Well, I started about 2 weeks ago and finished it about 4 o'clock this morning.
Did you get much sleep?
A little bit, but, you know, before the big day, it's a bit difficult to get a good night.
Have you been looking forward to it?
I have, actually, immensely, yes. It's a mixture of nerves and looking forward to it, and hopefully, you know, people are coming down and hopefully they'll be impressed and give them a good time.
Who have you got coming along?
My parents are coming to see me, and I've got some friends from university who have taken the day off to come in as well.
What are you studying?
I'm doing medicine at the Royal London Hospital.
And how far into the course are you?
I'm just starting my fourth year out of five, so almost there now.
How many hours do you have to put in?
It's quite a lot. It's normally a full 9 to 5 day and then going home and studying. But there's definitely a work hard, play hard mentality at the medical school. So, you know, we have a good social life as well.
What did your colleagues say when you told them what you were going to do?
Well, this is it. They don't know. Yes, it's going to be a surprise for them when they turn up or watch online.
What have you told them?
Well, they know that I'm going to be here and on the plinth, but what I'm doing is a big secret.
What do you think their reaction will be?
Well, if it all goes well, I hope that they'll be quite impressed. Certainly, all the people that are coming down are quite into the arts and should hopefully appreciate the skill that goes into standing still for an hour.
We talked about this briefly before the interview, and you have been practicing standing still.
I have, yes. I've tried to do sort of between half an hour and three quarters of an hour a day just standing still. I have been doing other things at the time, such as watching TV, so it's not an exact rehearsal, but I did a full dress rehearsal yesterday where I managed to stand still for three quarters of an hour, so I was quite impressed with that.
And you're hoping to beat your personal best?
Yes, definitely. Obviously it's a full hour on the plinth, so a little bit concerned I might faint. That's obviously a big worry. And standing on a plinth as well, it's quite a long way to faint. But it should be okay. I've had a decent breakfast. And yeah, looking forward to it.
How did you first hear about the project? Can you remember?
Well, being a Londoner, I've obviously read about it in the various free papers that they give out on the tubes. And my brother applied as well, and he made me apply. And I came back from holiday and found that I got a place. So he was quite pleased and scared and worried about what I was going to do. But it's always the way that we both applied. He pushed me into applying, and I was one that got the place. But it's the way it goes sometimes.
Why did you want to take part?
Having come to London and lived in London for a few years, these events are fantastic for really feeling like you're part of the city and putting lots of effort into doing something that's hopefully going to be memorable for tourists and visitors and other people in London who will go home and have a memory of you. And photos, they put in their photo albums of what I've done, is something that is really good. And I remember coming to London and seeing people doing similar things, and I always remember it. So it should hopefully make some good memories for other people.
How long have you been in London?
For 4 years now, since I started university.
Where were you before that?
I did a year in Bath, but I was brought up in Essex, near Stansted Airport.
And have you found living in London?
It's good, it takes some getting used to, but I really enjoy it now. And I love the fact that there's so much going on, and you can just come out for a walk and come across things just like one another that you wouldn't know were taking place, and they just spring out of nowhere, and you can end up having a really good day made out of just going out for a walk.
Are you the kind of person that likes to do spontaneous things
or not? Yeah, I do, but I also quite like having them planned as well. So I like to plan them, but then do spur on the moment things as and when they arrive. So yes, hopefully we should be able to get some spontaneity into what I'm going to do today.
Did you choose three words to describe yourself on your profile?
I did, yes. They were standing very still, which I think sums up what I will be doing.
Is that very difficult for you as a person? Are you normally quite animated?
Yeah, but I think being a statue is all an act, and it's a good bit of drama and street theatre. So, like I said, I've been practicing a lot, and I put a lot of effort in. I'll be, watching the minutes go by, knowing that every minute is closer to when I can get down and meet everybody and see how it went. And so, hopefully, it should all go well.
Have you been in the square before now to watch it?
I have. Yes, I came down when I found I had a place. Actually, a couple of times to try and get some ideas, and saw what other people were doing. Didn't lead on to what I'm going to be doing directly, but it got a sense of what the atmosphere was like and what it's going to be like when I'm up there. So I'm really pleased I did it. I came down at various times, both during the night and during the day, just to sort of see the colours and see what was going on.
Was it a very different view of London from the one that perhaps you've had before?
Yeah, it was. I certainly appreciated little things and looking at the architecture of the square to try and get some ideas about what I could do. I noticed different bits that I hadn't noticed before. So it was really good to come down and know that in a few weeks I'd be part of it and I'd be up there.
Would it have made any difference if your allocated slot had been 4 a.m, for example?
I don't know, to be honest. I think I probably would have done exactly the same, because I know that people would have come along as well to see then. And actually, this being Trafalgar Square, it's probably just as busy at 4 o'clock as it is during the day anyway, especially on a Friday night. So, I probably would have done the same.
What would you be doing if you weren't here now?
I'd probably be studying or in hospital seeing patients, but they can wait till I get back.
Is there any particular area of medicine that you're interested in?
No, I'm doing psychiatry at the moment, which I find really interesting, getting an insight into other people. But it seems at the moment that everything I do I seem to really like, so we'll just see how it goes, I think, and see what takes my fancy. I've got another few years before I need to decide.
What's it been like? Is this the first year that you've been working with patients?
We've worked with patients for a couple of years now, but obviously as we go through we get more responsibility, and become more professional, so patients open up to us more as students. I really enjoy seeing people, and obviously people do open up and tell you some quite intimate things, which is quite a privileged position to be in, especially as a student. So I really like it, and it's good to know that all the hours you put in reading a book and studying pay off when you see someone get better and you can help to diagnose someone.
Do you think having a good rapport with them is very important?
Oh, definitely, yes. And being a good people person is really important with medicine. It's not all about textbooks and knowing all the science. It's about being able to speak to them and being on their level. And when they understand that actually you're just a person as well, that's really important.
Where do you think you might like to work when you do graduate?
Well, at the moment, I love London so much that I'd quite like to stay here. But we shall see. I think, you know, I've been here for 4 years, which is nothing really. And I'll just see what jobs take my fancy and where I can go. But I feel at the moment the world's my oyster a bit and I can go wherever I choose. But at the moment, I've got my eye on staying in London just for the variety of things that go on.
What do you like to do when you're not studying or working in the hospital? How do you spend your time?
I do a lot of climbing. So after I finish here, I'll be going off to Wales for the weekend to climb. I also like juggling and riding unicycles and various circus skills. So that was a backup plan for things I could be doing if it rained or like if I did get a slot at 4 o'clock in the morning, which I'm quite glad I didn't, because I, from looking at the internet, see that the person on this morning managed to break one of the world juggling records for juggling on the plinth for 25 minutes, and I don't think I could manage that. So I would have been outclassed as far as juggling is concerned.
When did you get into the juggling and the unicycling, the circus skills?
I joined Gravity Vomit, which was the University of Bath juggling club. When I went to university, obviously it's quite scary moving out, and these seemed like a good group of people to mix with and do some crazy things with. So I did know how to juggle a little bit already, so it was a skill that I could use. And it went from there, and we all shared skills and experiences, and it really pushed me into performing and just giving other people experiences of street performance, which I think has probably carried on till today, and has certainly had some part to play in what I'm doing.
Whereabouts would you do your juggling?
Oh, we'd do it in Bath City Centre, doing charity collections and teaching children about how to do it, and they'd come and have a go on all our props.
So do you regard this as a performance?
I do, yes, actually. I see this very much as a one-hour piece of street theatre that hopefully, you know, without a script, it's all going to be spontaneous and hopefully all go well. Obviously, I'm very nervous about things going wrong, exactly the same as anyone else would be who's taking part in a play. So, it should be okay. But I've learned some lines, obviously, by my quotes that I'm going to be shouting out.
Could you give us one of your quotes?
Yes, okay then. Right, here we go. Firstly, you must consider every man who speaks ill of your king your enemy. Second, you must follow orders and not form any opinion of your own regarding their propriety. And third, and most importantly, you must hate a Frenchman as you hate the devil. I'm really hoping the crowd will like the French bit.
How do you think they'll react to you?
Well, hoping there's not a big tour guide of French people, it should go down quite well.
Are you looking forward to it now?
I am immensely, actually. I think the nerves are giving way slightly, and I'm just looking forward and just want to get up there and make a start.
Do you think your friends will be surprised to find out what you're actually going to be doing?
I think they'll be surprised that I put so much effort into it. obviously it has been quite a lot of time to do, and I think they'll appreciate the art of standing still as well as a skill, so they should appreciate it, but we'll find out when I come down.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just fingers crossed that everything goes well and I don't fall off.
Thank you very much indeed.